reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, the sexual, intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and the man who graced the Ohio players with his presence last weekend, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing good, man. It was awesome to get in there and see you guys, and me and you ran around Columbus.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That was a really good time. Before we get going, obviously last week our show, I don't want to dwell too much on it with what's going on in the world right now. If you listen to our show last week and listen to our show this week, I think it's a pretty good indication of how quickly things have changed in society. Everything started coming down. We record on Tuesday nights, and things really started coming down last Wednesday, and then even more so on Thursday. So I want to let you know that I'm safe. Everybody here is safe. I did have to go get my daughter today because somebody at her, she's one of the workers at her daycare, was showing symptoms. So they had me come get her. I work in a nursing home, so I'm not allowed to go back to work until the test results come back. If they come back positive, I can't go to work for 14 days. So the ripple effect on this is wild. It was a scary thought to have to deal with at the time, but you know, I'm fine. Lily's fine. Rachel's fine. Everyone here is good. So, I mean, just take it day by day, and everyone, you're not going to see me promoting too much legwork because I think the people need to be staying home right now. As unfortunate that is, I have a job that requires me to go to Walmart sometimes, so you may see some things. Even then, I don't even know if I'm going to post that because, again, I think that we can promote staying home right now. And to all this, whether you think it's overblown or whatever you might think about that, just unless you're an epidemiologist, I really don't want to hear it, really. So just kind of do what you're told. Stay home, self-quarantine, you know, keep the distance, things like that. So scary times, but we will get through this. And I will say that Doing the Favorite Podcast, if I'm home, we're going to be ramping up a lot more content. So I'm going to take this as an opportunity to entertain you guys, to kind of take your mind off of what's going on in the world. We can record from home. So we got a, we have a watch along this weekend coming up with Brian Breaker. So we'll, the more information comes out about that, what we're going to be watching, we'll let you guys know. We're recording that Saturday night, but other than that, I just want everybody to stay safe and stay positive and keep it moving, and we're going to get through this.
Yeah, man, I second that. It's like I said, things are crazy out there. You know, if you don't have to be out, don't be out, you know, because, yeah, it might not affect us, the younger people, but it could affect, you know, the older person that you're not thinking about or, you know, think is going to be okay. So, you know, like Eric said, stay home. You know, we'll try to do our best to push content out to you and, you know, kind of take your mind off things and have some fun along the way.
And that's the key, man. We're just going to try to take your mind off of this, entertain you guys, all you other podcasters out there, especially you guys do wrestling shows. I urge you to get creative, do watch alongs, talk about various topics. Don't stop putting content out there because people need it right now. So shout outs real quick. I got asked to do a shout out. My man Nick Haddix wanted me to shout out the at Sith Lord Sammy Evans. Sammy is a really good dude. He's been blessing some folks. He helped me out, but he also sent Nick Haddix an autographed Shawn Michaels 8x10 to him and his son. And of course, they were very excited about that, to have the Heartbreak Kid come. Nick was so appreciative of it. He didn't think a Twitter shout out was worthy. He wanted to do a shout out on our show too, to make sure that Nick got the message of how appreciative Sammy got the message of how appreciative Nick and his kids were. And yeah, it's a really dope thing, man. It's a dope thing seeing kids get excited to get things like that, because you know that's just only going to build their fandom going forward.
Yeah, no doubt.
And for me, for my shout outs real quick, I'm just going to shout out a Wrestling Toy Tracker at wrestlingtoytracker.com. Yeah, retros, Galoobs, LJNs, Hasbros, and now Bendems. Whether you want a loose or on-card rough estimate price on eBay, this website's the site for you. It's a good tool to have in your toolbox. I apologize. We went to Big Fun last weekend with the Ohio Players, and that was something that kept coming up. What's Wrestling Toy Tracker say? What's Wrestling Toy Tracker say? You know, they have a lot of loose Hasbros, a lot of loose Galoobs, LJNs. They got some carded Hasbros, some carded Galoobs. So it was a good resource, man, and people were using it in the store. So it's good to see that in play. Jeff and Scott are fully posable. Barry, where are you standing with Jeff these days?
Well, I don't know if you listened to their show this week, but Jeff basically said Eric over at Doing the Favor puts out a good show.
I appreciate that.
You know, that was very disrespectful. Scott was quick to chastise him. Scott came to my aid. Scott told me to burn the care package when it gets here. Don't even open it up. Just set it on fire. And much like Jeff's negative attitude towards everybody, you know, Scott's carrying the load over there at Fully Posable. And, you know, shout out to Scott over there putting out tremendous content.
And I want to say special shout out to Jeff. You know, me and Jeff, very close relationship, a lot of trust there. You know, Barry, when you got to carry shows that something me and him, it's common ground for us. You know, you find people in like situations, common ground, and that's something we both do. We have to, you know, carry the entire goddamn thing. So I think Jeff recognized my efforts that I put in, and he actually sent me, and it's on the way, a retro JYD, no charge at all, just as a gift, as a token. To let me know that, you know, he appreciates the work that I'm doing and for having to deal with you, really. So thanks, hey, Jeff. I appreciate it, brother.
You know, when people always ask, you know, why is Eric's back hurt? I say, because he's carrying an extra 250. You know, I latch on. I make him do a little bit of the legwork, carry my big ass.
Special shout out to the Ohio Players. It's growing. It's a big, big, big group. We really appreciate it. We got to meet up with you guys last weekend. We'll get into that later. But that was a dope, dope experience, and can't wait to do it again. Special shout out Dobro, man. Dobro, he's such a conscious dude, man. With everything that's going on in the world of wrestling and WrestleMania being canceled and how that affects indie wrestling especially, Dobro being a fan of indie wrestling, he pays for those like little video shout outs. We got one from the Jamie Senegal, which is great because I remember him when he was doing stuff with Maria Manic before she went with the Man-Eater gimmick, back when she was like more of a Barbie gimmick. So I remember him and stuff that he's doing to see him grow. The industry's been great. Fantastic performer, has a lot of upside. And also, All Ego Ethan Page, man. I'll tell you what, that shout out was dope. Like the effort he put into it, that was a straight commercial for us, man. I really appreciate Ethan Page for doing that and Dobro for putting that together. That was something I woke up to and I popped, man.
Yeah, I seen it a little later, and I was like, why is Ethan Page tagging us and stuff? And always been a fan since he was doing the equal rights Ethan Page shit in AEW and AIW. So that shit was gold, man. I really appreciate that, Dobro and Ethan Page, for doing that, man. That was awesome.
So that's pretty much all I got for shout-outs this week. I want to shout Sammy, but Nick got that for us. So, Barry, go ahead with your shout-outs, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out the fucking no-showing us motherfucker on the planet, and that's GBM. You know, he was supposed to show up for the Ohio Player meetup. All he does is come up with excuses. Really shows you what a dry, low-life he really is, you know. And that's my shout out to GBM. He's the Titan of Target. He's the Walmart Wonder. All the other bullshit, the spear thrower that he is. But he's a no-shower in my eyes. So, you know, take that for what you will, Mike from Buffalo. You know? And after that, the real Mike, you know? The real guy from Buffalo. Mike the Cleaner. DTF Security Force. The man's out here putting it down. He's keeping everybody within a safe distance of us when we go out into town. So much respect to Mike the Cleaner. An awesome, awesome dude. Shout out to Sammy. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to Cody Baker too as well. I know he's in the Ohio Players, but a real cool dude. Also to Ty's wife's husband, the whitest man on the planet.
How fucking good did he make out on the Ohio Players meet up?
Well, we're going to talk about that shortly, but he got away with robbery is kind of what happened. But yeah, shout out to him and Candace. It was great. Brian Breaker and Big Bane, Big _ Bane. I don't know, Eric. I think you listened to it today.
Twice.
But me and Brian Breaker, you know, he sucker punches Bill Benis. You know, Bill's over there stretching, getting ready to just really put it on Breaker. And Breaker saw the opportunity and took it with a cheap shot. Saturday, me and Breaker's going to have a little chat. Because I can't stand there and let him abuse a veteran of the industry.
You know, and that's something that, you know, the watch along, we'll talk about a lot of things this weekend. One of them being him taking liberties with Bill Benis. I thought he knew how to work.
That's exactly right. He was stiff. Crowbar is what they call him.
Me and Benis talked a little bit today. And I felt like not only did he slap Bill Benis, but he slapped me and every single person in Benis Nation.
He did. And I'll tell you, someone who's not catching enough heat for it is Big _ Bane. I think it was a setup. I'll be honest with you. You know, he basically sabotaged Bill's date with Kathy Fabe and then is mysteriously going to get, you know, the olive branch, the cake to offer to Breaker. But he magically shows up after the damage is done. So I think Big _ Bane needs to catch a little heat for setting up Bill. And I think Bill's going to turn this shit around by the end of the season and probably, you know, beat the dog crap out of Big _ Bane and Breaker at the same time.
That's fantastic. Got any other shout outs, Barry?
No, that's it. Fig tees and ring skirts. Those guys are amazing.
And also Positively Pro Wrestling, Jobbing with Josh at Wendog27, WENDOGG 27. I got that right for you, Josh.
The master of the iron claw, Eric.
We got a giveaway to announce, Barry.
Oh, we do.
We do. Okay. So, courtesy of the three-legged Drew Vensel up here in Cleveland, he donated us to a giveaway. This is fantastic. A Classic Superstars Collector Series autographed Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, my.
So, I will be making the tweet tomorrow with the picture of the figure. We're going to do a retweet. We're going to do a follow. What do you think we should... What do you think, Barry? Drop a picture or GIF in the comments of your favorite legend.
Yeah, there you go.
May kind of make it a broad spectrum. That way we can get some good conversations going. Yeah, obviously, this is a great figure. I'll post pictures of it tomorrow. The fact that it's signed. Thank you so much, Drew Vensel. One of the Ohio Players, you know, obviously wanted to give back. He told me want to contribute. So this is a great way to do it. We really, 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 really appreciate this. It's always hard for me when I got a giveaway that I want to win. And then when I got to ship this thing out and it didn't go on my wall, I'm going to be a little selfish. But yeah, other than that, man, I can't wait for somebody to win this. It's really, really dope. And Drew, thank you so, so, so much for your contribution, not only to this giveaway, but to our show and to the community. Really, really, really good dude.
And I co-sign that.
Barry, we got some new figures at the Vegas Toy Con last weekend. Did you see that?
That we did.
We got some Elite 77 reveals. There were some other basics and stuff. We're just going to talk about the Elites today, though. We have a new Ronda Rousey, AJ Styles in the OC gear. Ronda's wearing the black top. AJ Styles in the OC gear. Freddie Blassie, which will be a Walmart exclusive. And Rick Rude, which will include the soft goods robe. Barry, your takeaways from this.
The Freddie Blassie is fucking gold. Amazing. Must have. Will have. The Rick Rude as well. the Rhonda's trash, will not purchase, and the AJ is another AJ Styles. You might get them while they're fucking hot, you know.
So my thoughts are, Rhonda, this is probably the worst head scan we've seen from her. With the eye makeup they tried to do here, not a big fan. AJ, you got the same old AJ with the big ass forehead, just with some OC gear. Sometimes this is probably obviously going to sit on pegs. I think this Freddie Blassie is fucking amazing. This might be one where I'm MOC and loose.
Yeah,
it's actually money. Both him and Rick Rugs. I kind of been doing that with a lot of the legends. I have MOC and loose, one to rock, one to stock. If you come from the shoe community. The Rick Rude's going to be amazing with the soft goods robe. Yeah, this is... Of course, I'm a fan of the Legends, so maybe I'm a little biased here, but to me, man, this Freddie Blassie's fucking amazing. That is a must fucking have.
And you get the cane and the jacket, the human fashion plate, Freddie Blassie.
Pencil neck geeks.
I like it.
That's fantastic. Also... We have the Ringside Collectibles Easter Sale. Actually, I'm not going to shit on this. Not bad. Especially if you guys are limiting your legwork right now, might want to check this out. You have the Survivor Series 2019s up here. You have the Jeff Hardy for $18.99 and the Morocco for $18.99. A figure that we have championed a lot on this show, the Elite 67 Rey Mysterio. They have it for $12.99. If you missed out on the Rock exclusive, $21.99. What else we got here? Bunch of basics. Bunch of the muscle 3-packs. Entrance grade Elias, $19.99. Looks like after that first page, pretty slim pickings after that.
Right.
If you guys are in the variant game, Jeff Hardy with American face paint, Elite 67, $14.99. That Elite 67, I thought was a highly, highly underrated series that just never really hit stores.
Yeah, well, Shayna and Cedric Alexander and them, yeah, I liked it, and Jeff Hardy.
And you get a lot of the newer Elites, 73 through 75, are pretty affordably priced if you guys are living in a remote area, you don't have Walmart, so you're not doing legwork, I suggest you guys look at this. The Triple H WWESH Figure Arts, $4.99. I know Ty was really impressed with that. He goes in his Triple H collection. Anything, it's just a bunch of basics, really. Series 104, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. Sasha Banks, WrestleMania 35 Elite, $12.99. I think I might have an extra one of those.
They got a Ric Flair Retro Fest.
$12.99. I saw that. I was just the next thing out of my mouth. That's fantastic. That to me is an amazing, amazing figure.
Yeah, and they got the WrestleMania 36 Elite, $17.99.
Not bad. Again, if they're not hitting your Walmarts, Bear, you see that Muhammad Ali Storm Collectibles for
$45.99. I see her. I see it.
So, not a huge selection this time, but there are some deals to be had. AJ Styles Survivor Series 2018, $12.99. I believe I have an extra one of those here. I think I might pull the trigger on Jeff Hardy Survivor Series 2019.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They got a Becky Lynch, the Funko Pop 65 for $5.99.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so guys, dig through that. There are some deals to be had. I don't know what's going on with Amazon. I think that they might be putting things on hold for a while. I'm not sure, so I'm a little hesitant to recommend Amazon stuff right now. So until some more information comes out. Like we said, I mean, last week, if you listen to our show last week to this week, so much fucking shit has changed in that time. So, I mean, this show could be dated in 2 fucking days for all we know. We could all, you know, so, again, not trying to bring that up. Trying to take your mind off of things, but that's pretty much what's going on right now. Not a lot of news. The Vegas Toy Con, we did get those 4 reveals. That's pretty fucking dope. Me and Bear are stoked about the Freddie Blassie and the Rick Rude, and then the Ringside Collectibles Easter sale. So, other than that, Bear, you ready to get into some legwork?
Absolutely.
So, we all, you know, you guys are out looking for figures, whether you're doing it online or whatever. Use the hashtag legwork. Let us know what you're finding. Let us know what you're seeing. Particularly, it's going to be a lot of online stuff here for probably the foreseeable future. might not see too much of physical legwork out of me unless I have to get out of the house for a necessity and I can swing by a toy aisle. That's pretty much the thing. But as far as like the 3-4-5 hour fig hunts in the afternoon with Lily and going to different stores, that's kind of going to shut down for a while. So I urge you folks to be responsible. Please stay home. Please wash your hands. Barry, I'm going to get right into my legwork. You know what? Let's do yours first.
I can do that. I absolutely can. We went around a big fun. Drew Vinsel, basically, the human tripod, the cervix crusher himself, basically stole everything that we were interested in. Let me put that out there. You know, I seen Bad News Brown, Classic Superstars. Drew took it right off the wall.
Swiped.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'll take that. But I'm not going to dog him. I'm just because he stole everything that we were interested in. Not going to do it. You know. But no, we had an awesome time at Big Fun. That was my first time there. They had a lot of loose items. Hasbros. They had LJNs. Really cool stuff. I mean, everybody, I think, walked away with something. I ended up with a Peyton Royce from you, I believe. Well, Cody Baker, and you did some sort of swap there. I ended up
with one. It's a convoluted story. I'll get into it.
Yeah, it was either way. And who's at fault there but Ty's wife's husband when you dig down deep into it? But, yeah, like, ended up Peyton Royce was very cool. Drew did bring me a Jim Cornette autographed 8x10. That was very cool as well. You know, me and you ran to a few Targets, a few Walmarts, Big Lots, Ollie's. We went all over Columbus. It was really fun. Ate Chipotle. We'll never do that again. Just had a blast, man, being with you and, you know, hanging out and seeing everyone. Tara, Ty, Candace, Cody Baker came down, and Drew. I mean, it was a great, great time. I had a blast seeing all the Ohio players there that could make it down, and hopefully next time we can do some other stuff, man. It was really fun.
It was really fun. That was a good time. It was good seeing everyone that was there. Me, you, Drew, Tara, Ty's wife's husband, Ty's wife, Cody Baker. It was an amazing time. Of course, the Circleville show we were supposed to go to got canceled. We kind of saw that right on the wall very quickly. So, of course, that went over well. but, you know, we made the best of it. It was nice we could really get together. We don't know what's going on in the future, so it was great to have that time. I'll get into my legwork real quick. For some reason, Barry, we record on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, I always hit with something. Always. I don't know what it is. But Wednesday, the day after we recorded, I got a message in the morning from Cody Baker saying that he had a Peyton Royce in his hands, wanted to know if I wanted it. I said, absolutely, I wanted it, knowing I was going to see him in a few days. Then I looked on my BrickSeek, and I had a number jump at one of my Walmarts that never has figures. It was the same one that I found fucking Elite 74 at. So I was surprised to see a number jump, ran down there. There I saw two Peyton Royces. So I grabbed them both, one for you, one for Ty. Then, you know, I ended up keeping one. Cody brought mine to you type deal, whatever. So that was cool. All in good shape. They were Elite 73s. I was going to pick up Alistair, but I already had one on the way from Sammy Evans. So, but kept it pushing. Went over to Big Lots. There was nothing over there at Big Lots, but I did see a bunch of the new top picks that looks like some went straight to Big Lots, which was wild. So I didn't do anything on Thursday. Then on Friday, I had to go up north for a work meeting up in Ashland, Ohio, which is very close to Toy Hunters in Ontario, Ohio, where Tara's from. So went in there. They had some more Classic Superstars than what they normally had. I was very conservative. I got a Series 19 Rock Classic Superstars with the Intercontinental Championship. That's one thing I like to pick up is like my Classic Superstars game. It's a line that I know that's a huge rabbit hole to go down. I've been kind of hesitant knowing my addictive personality with that kind of stuff. But I do see my eyes wandering towards Classic Superstars more and more and more, particularly on eBay these days. So probably making some eBay purchases coming up. Then I went over to Big Lots in Ontario, Ohio, and there she was, Sensational Sherry. Mint condition, perfect. Everything was great. I've never saw one of these at a Walmart. In fact, I had to have a friend of mine help me out with one of those, but never was able to get Sensational Sherry. To see her at Big Lots was kind of funny, but you know, it is what it is. So I picked that up. So I already have one on the wall. I want one loose. Got that. Saturday, of course, was the Ohio Players meetup. Went to Big Fun. Actually, before we went to Big Fun, you came to the house, brought me the Lince Dorado Elite 74 Chase. So I'm all caught up on the Chase figures, minus Elite 71 Nikki Bella. So we'll see if she ever comes into my life. You know, that's another thing. I never saw her on the pegs here. I saw a bunch of Nikki Bellas, but never the Chase. Went to Big Fun. Again, I was trying to be a little conservative. Got a Series 11 Classic Superstars Barry Windham with the Tag Team Championships. Very excited to have that. So got a BW in the collection. I already got a BW Elite with the Four Horsemen Hall of Fame 4-pack, but now I got the Classic Superstars. With this time off I have coming from work, I got kind of a plan of how I want to rearrange my collection on the wall. I want to have a kind of a Jax side of it. So I like to, and actually with the way I want it set up, I have a hole and a room for one more Classic Superstars on the wall, which opens that up. So I know that collection is going to grow. Very excited to have a Barry Windham and The Rock, two of my favorites to watch. Also, I got a Tara crate, which she gave to me personally. She didn't want me to open up online or anything like that, because there was a lot of personal stuff in there. I don't want to get too into it, but I will tell you, she got me a Legends Never Die Kobe Bryant shirt from GV Arts, which is big t-shirt company up in Northern Ohio, and also an LA Times Kobe Memorial book, which is very, very, very cool. I was flipping through it last night. I don't even want to look through it because I don't want to crease it. It's one of those deals. So not that I want to keep it for value or anything. I want to keep it for sentimental value. So thank you so much for Tara for the thoughtful gifts. And also she had some stuff for Rachel in there, which was, I didn't get two. I saw some socks. I saw some kind of like mud mask, and I saw a book. And of course, Tara put very thoughtful notes in there for us. We very much appreciate that. Then me and Barry went out and did some legwork. Legwork with Double H, which does not happen too often. We went to Big Lots here. We saw Series 104 at Big Lots and another Sensational Sherry. Asked Barry if he wanted it. He did not want it, which kind of surprised me. Why didn't you want Sensational Sherry? I figured you'd be all over that.
I already have one.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh, my bad. I thought you didn't have one. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I picked one up for my buddy TJ here in town. He wanted one for $10, like a limp dick. Can't beat it. So good stuff there. Sunday, I had to go. That's when all the hysteria was starting with people fucking panic buying and going to Walmart, which people panic buying kind of forced other people to have to go buy because, you know, everyone else is buying everything all up. I still don't understand the fucking toilet paper thing, but whatever. Side note with that. You know, so I asked Rachel, do we need to get toilet paper? Because people are buying it up. And apparently we're on some kind of toilet paper subscription service. And it's been building up. So we have like 75 rolls.
Oh, so you're good.
We're good. In fact, she said she was getting ready to cancel or postpone it because it was starting to build up and she kept forgetting to do it. And then all that shit hit. She's like, well, I might as well just keep that shit on. So we're good on toilet paper. A very weird story. I didn't expect Rachel to tell me that. I didn't know we were on a toilet paper subscription service.
Absolutely.
But that's pretty fucking incredible. So went to a Walmart, kind of Northern Columbus and Lewis Center, and there I saw the WrestleMania display. Looks like they had just stocked it up. There was two Booker T's. I put out the little bat signal if anybody needed it, and nobody did. So I put them back, but dude, there's going to be so many WrestleMania Matt Hardy figures. I'm not going to buy one. I'm going to get mine for like fucking $7 when all these shits go on sale. Because you're doing three per case. It looks like they put two cases out of the WrestleMania Elites. And so that's six Matt Hardys. There's five Matt Hardys at the Target by my house. So these things are everywhere, especially with him leaving WWE and the network spotlights Matt Hardy being so much better in my eyes. Those things are going to fucking sit. Saw some Elite 72. The only thing I saw was Finn Balor. So, didn't see no anvils. Didn't see no nat. Or 74s, I'm sorry. Didn't see no anvils. Didn't see no natties. Nothing like that. So, kept it moving. But, yeah, the WrestleMania display. I tell you what there were a gazillion fucking top picks. a gazillion of the WrestleMania battle packs, which I don't normally get into, but I will say one cool feature of the WrestleMania battle packs is they had a chair commemorating the event that the figures were from, which I thought was a very, very, very nice touch. I have this weird thing that, like, when I buy a figure, I have to go watch that match. So it's a good way to get people to go back and watch old WrestleMania matches they might not have watched before. So I think the Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio was one. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles was one. Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre, which I don't know what they did to the Drew McIntyre, but that figure looks fucking horrible.
Well, they used to do that in the Classic Superstars on some of them.
Right.
They would put the WrestleMania ticket in there.
Also, I went on Monday. I had to go to Walmart for work because, you know, I work by a Walmart and they send me there quite often for just necessity things. I saw the WrestleMania display on the Morse Road Walmart here in Columbus. I actually got the Elite 74 Goldberg. I was kind of on the fence about it. Then I decided I wanted to get it. And I don't know how much more leg work I'm going to be doing here in the future. So I just grabbed it just to buy something, I guess. Came home on Monday and I had a package from @SithLordSammy, Sammy Evans, the Elite 73 Aleister Black. I think it looks incredible. Can't tell if I like that. I still think I lean towards the NXT one just a little bit more. But amazing figure. So I had a pretty big week of legwork, Barry.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
It was very nice. It's nice to have a diverse week of legwork. I think with the Classic Superstars, you get a couple of exclusives, collector editions, whatever you want to call them. The Terra crate with the Kobe stuff. The shirt is amazing. Terra, thank you so much. I was eye-fucking that shirt for a while, and then she gave it to me. She wanted me to open it. She thought it was going to be a little emotional, but I'm a little past that, a little stronger. It was, you know, a tough time. But the grieving process has rolled on. The Rachel Comfort items, I know she appreciated. I got somebody sending. I'm going to do an unboxing this week. It's going to be fucking hilarious. Somebody is sending Rachel a package of Happy Meal toys. So when that box comes, I reveal who it was and all that stuff. It was Adam Corr. But it was fucking, it's just really cool, man, that people like listen to what you say and, you know, they're sending Rachel stuff and I'm sure she's going to have a very, very, very positive reaction to that, Barry, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, when she's getting stuff, you know, being the marketing manager that she is, I mean, she enjoys getting some Happy Meal toys.
How many emails do you think we got from the marketing manager today?
At least six, I think. I think I got five or six.
She will text me if I don't respond, saying, please respond, like she's not my wife. It's great. But other than that, that was a big week of legwork. We don't know what the legwork segment's going to hold in the future, but we're going to figure out something to fill that time. If there's no legwork segment, we're going to make this thing fun. Whether me and Barry got to review older figures, more Q&As, you guys let us know what you want to hear. You know, slide in the DMs, let us know. Email us at doingthefavor@gmail.com, which I check all the time now.
That's right.
The marketing manager got on my ass about that.
Since he got yelled at.
Got yelled at. Barry witnessed that.
I did.
But it was nice, Barry. On a side note, it was nice having you in town. It was nice having you around my family. Nice having pictures of you with Lily, playing with Lily. So I want to thank you for coming down from Wisconsin to spend time with us, to be in our home, to have meals. Try to do a Chipotle live video. Barry was less than cooperative, which he caught smoke from the marketing manager for that.
I did. I can't even go to a fucking restaurant and get food without getting yelled at.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know that your food, like, okay, yeah, we talk about this food stuff and it's funny, da da da. I didn't know you were such a, I don't know how to say this delicately, such a closed-minded eater.
Absolutely. I went through and I didn't know what Chipotle had.
And there was no line and he was able to ask questions. And the guy was explaining it and it was, you know, it was very good customer service experience.
And the best part of the whole fucking thing was the guy recognized me on your shirt.
Well, he recognized that it was you.
Right.
Not that he like recognized the show or anything. He recognized, is he on your shirt type deal?
He knew. He don't undersell it. The guy at Chipotle was like, is he a star? And Eric was like, yes, 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 he is. And I almost signed his fucking Chipotle apron. But we had
so
to go.
Basically, Barry went to Chipotle, got three tacos with meat and cheese.
And
no vegetables. I mean, the guy almost put the tomato salsa on there, which Barry almost jumped over the counter to prevent from happening.
I did.
No salsa, no hot sauce, no sauce, just meat and cheese. You guys can make fun of me for my diet all you want. I will tell you, Barry Frost may have the, how do I say this, least diverse palate of anyone I know.
And I'm cool with that because the guy fucking had a hefty scoop he was going to throw on there of vegetables. And I was like, no, 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 no. Don't fucking do that. And he put it down, you know, very like, what the fuck did I do wrong kind of thing. And I was just like, and some cheese, you know, other than that, it was decent. Not something I'll probably have again. Yeah, that's all I can say about Chipotle.
So I go with the pro Chipotle order. All right. I go brown rice. I go black beans. I go chicken. I go sour cream. Now the pro move, which I got to switch to now, is anybody, any of you guys that go to regular Chipotle like I do, they're very heavy-handed on the sour cream. Very heavy-handed. And this guy was extra heavy-handed. I pretty much had a bowl of sour cream with some shit mixed in it. So that was a bit much. But other than that, the pro move, you get the hot salsa, but you get it on the side. Because, again, that can be heavy-handed. I don't know what the food cost conversations are like at Whole Foods. Or, I'm sorry, Chipotle. But they can't be good. So a little portion control on the sour cream would be great. I'm not a man who likes extra this, extra that. I just need an appropriate serving. So that's my only knock on that. But, yeah, what I do, brown rice, black beans, chicken, sour cream, hot salsa, lettuce. Good to go. Used to do corn, have diverticulitis now, so now that doesn't happen anymore. So – but yeah, it was good to see you down there. It was good to get you a new experience. And next time you come, we will go through something else, a little more different. Maybe a piñata next time, maybe?
I don't know what a piñata is.
Well, we'll see. Barry, what the fuck's Josh wearing this week?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a tremendous question.
So I'll tell you, the homie, Jobbing with Josh, at Wendog27, WENDOGG 27. He put two G's in there, so you got to spell it out now. So basically, you're going to the new arrivals over there. There's a new Fat Ass Masa shirt. There's a new Shark Boy shirt. Danhausen, a new shirt. Guys, go to Pro Wrestling Tees, buy these shirts, support these independent wrestlers. They have about, what, at least a month of canceled bookings in front of them?
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult situation. So I please urge you guys to go buy some of these shirts. Danhausen's got three new shirts. Shark Boy's got two new. Drew Gulak's got a new shirt. Ace Austin. Cody's got a new American Nightmare shirt. All profits go to the United Way COVID-19 Family Support Fund. Chris Jericho, the Rules of Jericho. All profits go to World Health Organization COVID-19 Response Fund. That's great, great, great to see. Barry, I see your shirt.
Dynamite Kid.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I was looking at it as you were talking.
Does he have a cigarette in his ear?
I do.
That's fucking dope. Matt Hardy's got several new shirts. Yeah. Wow. He's got a fleet. Chris Jericho, All Elite Wrestling, got some new shirts. So yeah, MJF, I hate MJF. A lot of new shirts. New Hall of Fame inductee, the British Bulldog. Yeah, this is fucking amazing, man. So check that out. I urge you guys to go on there. Buy all the indie stuff you can. Support these guys. My boy Danhausen has to eat. So I urge you guys to check that out. Now, Josh, your top sellers this week. You ready for the Jobbing with Josh at Wendog27, WENDOGG27, top sellers of the week segment, Barry?
Well, I already know what he's wearing, so you might as well let the listeners know.
Okay, well, number 10 is the AEW champ. We know how much Josh values the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. John Moxley in the NWO style, basically Mox painted over in red spray paint over the AEW championship. Number 9, we got the Brandy Rhodes studded, double-sided, available in three sizes, look like women's shirt. All Elite Wrestling. Number 8, you have the Death Triangle logo, which is very dope. Number 7, the Kenny Omega Omegatron. Kind of a take on the Transformers, I think. Mm-hmm. Number 7, the new American Nightmare red Cody Rhodes shirt. All profits go to United Way COVID-19 Family Support Fund. Number 6, am I doing this right? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm sorry, I messed up the count. But number 5 is the Orange Cassidy Freshly Squeezed, also available in white. Number 4, Cody the Pharaoh Shield shirt. Number 3, again, Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. So that's 2 in the top 5. Number 2, the Jericho Inner Circle Retro kind of take of Guns N' Roses shirt. That's very dope. Matter of fact, my buddy messaged me, said he's getting that. Very dope. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, wash your hands, cover your mouth, shut your ass. Chris Jericho, the Rules of Jericho, all profits go to World Health Organization COVID-19 Response Fund. Barry, your thoughts.
Yeah, I love those shirts. I think they're awesome. Jericho's is, of course, supporting those potentially going to be affected by this virus. So get out there and buy that shirt, at least show some support. And, and Josh has bought them all.
And this, I'm looking at the top picks page, and this is loaded with nothing but pretty much AEW shirts. But you go down the page, VHS Housen, Danhausen, is on the list. So it shows you how much he's taken off a little bit, which is, maybe we'll do a wrestling show later this week. Obviously, we're on the watch along. I'm sure we'll touch on it. Maybe just a regular wrestling show, too. A lot of these guys have a lot of momentum that's being kind of put to a halt right now. It's very sad. So, again, I'm urging you guys so much, buy these shirts. Buy these cameo videos. Now's the time to interact with your wrestler. If you guys are having a podcast, give them a platform to talk. Anything. That's something I'm going to be looking into. I like to get a couple of wrestlers on here to talk, just to shoot the shit. And we have downtime. Everything will come back to normal. But in the meantime, reach out, support these guys, support your friends in the service industry, do anything you can to help people, any charitable thing, look into it. You have extra to give, give back. It's very important during this tough time, because with the future being so much up in the air right now, it's important we come together as a society and help each other out. And I think that in the long run, especially when things get back to normal, we'll all be better for having gone through this.
Yeah, and I agree with Eric. I have no issues. You know, these guys are entertaining us. They're taking time out. They're getting their bookings canceled. I have no problems throwing a little money their way so they would come on a show. To pay for their time. I have no issues with that. And I think some other people, you know, that have wrestlers on should probably do the same. I mean, yes, it is awesome that they come on the podcast and stuff for free. But I think at a time like this, if you show them love in the future, they will return that favor and be like, these people help me out. I will come on there for free. You know, it's a podcast. I'm back to work, blah, blah, blah. And I think they'll remember that in the long run of who helped them when they were down.
Very well said. Yeah. I mean, we all love this business, this industry so much. We all get entertained by it so much. We have our favorites, whether it be on the big stage of WWE or NXT or AEW or the smaller stage. You know, we all have our passions, our pleasures with this. So support the guys that have given us, because they've helped me through tough times. Right. How many times have we had a bad day? We gone home, turn on wrestling to get away. Well, now it's maybe time to give that back. And I know, at Jonathan Dobrik, one Dobro, he's been championing that. And that's, I mean, again, I say it about Dobro all the time. There's an issue going on in the world. There's something tough going on. Dobro's first thought is not about himself, but other people. So he went out of his way to support. You know, wake up and have a video from Jamie Senegal was fucking dope, because I'm a fan of Jamie's, and I'm to see him grow as a performer to where he was to where he is now is amazing. Very good dude. I actually talked to him a little bit in the DM, so and expressed my gratitude, and we had a nice little conversation. So shout out to him. And the video from Ethan Page was next level. Like, he actually put effort into it.
Right, he did some editing there.
He did some editing. So I thought that was fucking amazing. Barry, before we go, you want to talk about a few Amazon deals?
You know, I think we should.
I don't know what's going on with Amazon. I don't know if they're going to continue doing everything, or they might just go to necessities. We will see. But in the meantime, I'm just going to talk about what I see, and then we can go from there.
Best of Attitude Era Triple H. Again, I've talked about that figure. Love it. $11.63. The Big Show Elite 71, I think, is a very underrated figure. They're sitting on the pegs at the Target by my house. They're $18.43 on Amazon. I urge everyone to get one. That's, to me, a very, very, very dope figure. You guys looking for the WrestleMania 19 Booker T, and the WrestleMania displays aren't hitting your Walmart, you can't find it, or you can't get it at Target? $15.88, the same price as Walmart on Amazon. What else we got going here? Same way with the Matt Hardy, $15.88. That's the last. I'm going to end up getting that shit for like $5. I mean, that shit's everywhere. Elite 67 Velveteen Dream, $15.58. Jeff Hardy, Survivor Series. I know you can get it on Ringside Collectibles for their sale, but you can get it for $21.99. Not have to pay their whatever. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Do it.
Get it for free shipping on Amazon. How about that? The Elite 70 EC3, I know a figure that Barry loved. He put on his top 10 for 2019 for $14.99. Other than that, pretty standard stuff. Survivor Series Shinsuke, $14.90. Yeah, that's pretty much it, Barry. Pretty standard stuff on Amazon these days. But guys, reach out to us. I'm going to be on eBay a lot, too, so... Let us know what you want to hear on the show. We're open to suggestions. We're going to try some new things. We're going to try some out-of-the-box things. And we're going to, you know, we're going to talk some more wrestling. If I have some time off, some more fucking content is going to come your way.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it.
Barry, you got anything else this week?
No, man. I just, like I said, want to thank you for you and Rachel for having me over. Lily for allowing me to hold her enough to get that pick before she... you know, got pissed at me.
For Stranger Danger hit her.
Right? She was like, ah! But we got the picture. So that's all that mattered. But yeah, very cool. Thank Cody for coming down. Ty's wife's husband for coming down. He got chopped twice, ladies and gentlemen. And his chest was beet red. And Candace, thank you for coming down. It was great to meet you.
What a sweet woman, by the way.
She was.
To have to deal with his shenanigans, too.
Fucking ridiculous. Drew Vensel, Tara, thank you both for coming down. It was awesome, amazing to meet you guys. I did sign Ty's bag. Ty was our first listener, I think, ever that interacted with us. And he always wanted an autographed shovel or something. I didn't have the shovel, but I did have the gold Sharpie. And I signed it to the whitest man I know other than White Marty. So, yeah, that was really cool to do. Ty is an awesome dude. Had a blast. You know, other than you guys' cold chicken wings, man, it was a good time. But, you know, thank you guys so much for listening. Like Eric said, we're going to, you know, probably be pumping out some more content here in the near future. So, with that, follow me on Twitter, at BFrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
A couple shout-outs before I get on. Guys, go follow Boot to the Face. Barry mentioned White Marty, my homeboy Chris Rucker. Very good dudes. I'm sure they're still going to do WrestleMania T-shirt week. So that's where they – basically, you just, you know, hashtag WrestleMania T-shirt week, and you wear your wrestling T-shirt that day. I urge all of our listeners to maybe pair it with a figure or a pair of shoes, kind of put your own little spin to it, add some sauce to it. But they run a great podcast, even though they're – super, 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 super into Becky Lynch. I'll forgive him for that.
Super.
Super. But, and also, I had one more. What was it? Oh, our shirts at whatamaneuver.net. Go to Shop by Store, scroll on the Doing the Favorite podcast. Buy our first time in the line. We have men's sizes, women's sizes, side bitch sizes, baby sizes, ex-girlfriend sizes, baby mama sizes, relative you don't talk to sizes.
Onesies.
For that kid you're not claiming.
Right. I've only been swabbed twice.
Other than that, listen to us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Going to Favorite Podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It helps the algorithm. I've just learned what the word algorithm is. Apparently it's a good thing. We need to up ours a little bit. Look out for the giveaway we're announcing tomorrow. This is the push for 2,000 followers for us, by the way. So
A year ago, I believe we had around 300 followers.
Yeah, maybe.
And not very many downloads. And now it's a whole different world for us. I mean, that's all on you guys, man. So thank you guys all so much for people that listen to us, that have championed us. Thank you, Jeff and Scott, for Fully Posal, for helping us out so much in this process, especially Jeff. I very much appreciate that. Other than that, that's all I got, Barry.
Especially Scott over there. You know, like I said, if Jeff happened to run out of toilet paper, I wouldn't care. You know, I would send Scott some. But also, into this episode, some of you caught it last week, but the end of this episode, listen to the new outro from Big_Bane before we, you know, jump on him for setting up Bill Benis. So with that, have a good night. Thank you so much, and God bless. Yeah.
Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury her up with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Will be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.